At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
We are back here on the Pack-A-Day Radio Show. My name is Andy Herman. Thanks so much for joining us today. Of course, we're live from the 1250 AM and 105.7 FM, the Fan Studios, and powered by the Potawatomi Sportsbook. You can find us on the Pack-A-Day Radio Show Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 9 a.m. Central Time, right here on The Fan. Reminder that we got the Mason Crosby Show with Mitch Thunder Nellis coming up from 9 to 11, immediately following the Pack-A-Day Radio Show. And of course, we've got Wade versus Diener back for year three. Join NBA stars Dwayne Wade and Travis Diener on June 27th for the Champions for Literacy celebration as they make an impact in Milwaukee and at Marquette. Tickets are on sale. WadeVSDiener.givesmart.com. Again, that's WadeVSDiener.givesmart.com. Right now, we are being joined by one of my favorite guests, Janelle Mackey, Pack-A-Day Podcast. You can find her on social media at BigMac_4. Janelle, it's been too long. How are you doing, my friend?
Yeah, I'm great to be back. Thanks so much for having me again, Andy. Always fun to be on here.
Oh, I appreciate you so much. And I know we're going to talk a lot of Packers, but Janelle, I know you live and breathe and die by the hockey and the Stanley Cup and everything else NHL. So I have to get your immediate take on the Panthers winning back-to-back Stanley Cups. And now that we're done with the NHL season, how do you look back at this 2024-2025 year?
Yeah, obviously, yeah. Stanley Cup playoffs, as much as I love football, this is like my month-long Christmas here. So yeah, it's always fun for me, even if it's a team that I don't like. And for this series, it was, you know, the fun revenge game of the Oilers going back and trying to beat the Panthers. So I really would have been okay either side. I have no issues with either side. But I guess for me being, you know, an American hockey fan, it's always funny how long it's been since a Canadian team has won. So I think in that way, I can be okay with the Panthers winning. But yeah, I mean, I'm ecstatic for the Panthers. I think that they really built a really good culture down there. And I know I joked about how, like, in college, they were such a poverty franchise. And now it's been not very long since I've been out of college. And now all of a sudden they're talking, you know, potential dynasty because they've had three Stanley Cup appearances in the last three seasons, winning two of those. So they're just, you know, they're a Florida team. They're partying hard. I'm a big Brad Marchand fan, so to see him go there was really surprising throughout the season, trading away your captain from the Bruins. But to see him win, I love that for him. You know, he's just having a great time. So I can be really happy for this team. I know some of the bigger franchise fans, you know, up in Canada, like Leafs fans, are really having a hard time with this because not as many fans show out for the Florida Panthers. But I think it's still really exciting for them. And, you know, they're knocking on doors at 5 a.m. trying to show their neighbors the cup. They're just really going about it the right way, and they party hard. And I think that's, you know, you fight all season long to get to this point and to just see how hard they celebrate once they finally get it. And, you know, the injuries come out, what they were playing through, and it's a very well celebrated trophy. And, you know, it's going to be a really fun summer again in Florida for sure.
It is a very well-celebrated trophy. I think it's one of the cooler traditions. And yes, I saw the video of them knocking on neighbors' doors at 5 in the morning, showing them the Stanley Cup and things like that, which is totally cool. I was in Montreal, actually, in Canada for Game 7 last year between Florida and Edmonton. So just be able to go to a bar and watch it in Canada as they were, you know, in Game 7. I love that series last year as you go, you know, 3-3. And, you know, and get it tied back up after being down 3-0. And then ultimately, you know, being in a situation where the Florida takes it in 7. And then to see them being able to go at it again this year was really fun. And I thought Florida in those last couple games was even more impressive with how they basically just completely shut down. Looked like Edmonton ran out of gas at the end. But talk about one of the more dominant franchises right now in all of sports. The Florida Panthers certainly deserve to be on that list.
Yeah. And I think, you know, a lot of hockey fans really want to see McDavid finally get that cup. And he was, you know, not showing out the way they need to in the finals. And it's really tough because I really did want to see him kind of complete that revenge tour. I mean, they were on a tear throughout the entire playoffs. They go win the Four Nations. And I think that kind of, you know, between the Stanley Cup series, between these two teams, you have that Four Nations. So there's just a lot of beef right now, it feels like. And it was really fun to kind of get to see that happen again. And I wanted Game 7 of this series no matter what, just because I think it was really good. But I mean, yeah, the Edmonton Oilers were struggling. The Panthers were hot. When you have Bobrovsky in net, it's going to be really hard to win games. And the Oilers are just a team that they really need to figure out their goalie situation and their defense in front of them. I think that the Florida Panthers have done a great job becoming a very whole team, and their team connection. You can tell that they just have everything that they need to be successful, from the talent to the way that they get along. Everything just seems to be going in their direction right now.
I totally agree. I love the series. I think Florida played phenomenally. I was cheering for Edmonton because of a lot of the same reasons. Wanted to see Connor McDavid and Drysdale get that championship, but it was not to be. They'll have another opportunity next year. We'll see how it shapes up. I could probably talk with you hockey for the rest of the show today, Janelle, but let's move on to some Green Bay Packers talk since we have the Packaday radio show. Again, we're being joined by Janelle Mackey, Packaday podcast. You can find her on social media at BigMac_4. So I know you and Matt and Eli recently for an episode sort of took a new look at the Packers schedule now that we had some new storylines that kind of developed. So take us through that a little bit. And as you've now looked at, you know, sort of had the opportunity to relook at this Packers schedule, what kind of stood out to you as some of those key storylines that are out there?
Yeah, I think just once we really looked at the overall schedule, I hadn't really done a deep dive into it yet. You know, I just kind of knew who were playing, about what time. And after really looking at it, the more I stared at it, the more I hated it. Just the way that they kind of up the division heavy at the end. You know, you have the one game you open against Detroit. Very excited to open a home game finally. It's been years since that's happened, so very excited that the Packers get to open at home. I think that's going to be a great game. But then you don't see a division rival again until week 12, and I absolutely hate that. So I didn't like the way that that back half of the schedule is stacked. I mean, you play the Bears twice within 3 weeks, and it just seems really chaotic, and, you know, bodies are going to be beat up in those times. So it's going to be a real, like, it feels like it's going to be a bloodbath that last, you know, probably third of the season. And the Packers just have an overall tough schedule. And then you have the bye week at week 5, which I also hate that, just given how tough that back end of the schedule is. So, yeah, I really didn't like the way that they had scheduled it. I think that there's a lot of really good opponents in here. But, I mean, yeah, when you have as many divisional games as you have, and then you also have to throw in, you know, the Ravens, who now that's a really interesting storyline with Jair going there. That's a really tough team to have in the last couple weeks when you don't know how things are going to be going. You know, I feel like it's going to be another tough division again this year. So having a game like that in a time where you're probably fighting to try and make playoffs. I'm not a huge fan of it, but it is nice that, you know, you have the Eagles within the Panthers and the Giants. Hopefully that's a little bit of a break for them. But again, you can't really underestimate any team at this point. And yeah, so the storylines then, obviously looking at the game Sunday night against the Steelers, that's going to be a huge one. And now you've got Jair in Baltimore. That could be an interesting one. You know, I know everyone's saying if he plays or not, but I think that the way the schedule is laid out, I hate it, but I'm excited for some of these matchups regardless.
Yeah, I'm totally with you in the fact that I think it is a very difficult schedule, and not just from the, again, we don't know what, like, Denver's going to look like in week 15. We don't know what Baltimore is going to look like in week 17. Last year at this, you know, at this time we were talking about how those Miami and San Francisco games in the middle of the schedule looked so incredibly hard, and then both teams were a shell of themselves by the time Green Bay played them. So it's always tough to look at it from that standpoint, but I do think that even just some of the, like you mentioned, the early bye week, the division games late in the season, some tougher, what looks like tougher teams now, it's stacked kind of in the middle, opening with Detroit. Like there's certain things on here that I think are going to make it very difficult. A rest disadvantage against the Steelers when you go there, going to Arizona all the way, on the west side of the country, then before we get to, Pittsburgh on the east side. So, you know, it's just a little bit of some challenges to say the least. But I do think, as you mentioned, there's certainly some fun storylines there as well. I know I can't wait for Joe Burrow in week 6. I think that's going to be such an awesome, just in general, Packers-Bengals game at home in Green Bay. As you mentioned, Aaron Rodgers in week 8, of course, is going to be a primetime showdown and going to be one of the biggest games on the schedule. Rematch with Philadelphia, but this time it's in Green Bay. Looking forward to that. Like there's so many games on the schedule that I could look at right now and be like, man, they could be playing this right now and I would be like, it could be the game of the year and I'd be totally geeked up for it.
Right. Absolutely. Yeah. Those are some games that I had circled too. And it's nice that you get Bengals and Eagles at home. A lot of those tough games are at home. You have Bengals at home, Eagles at home, Baltimore at home. So I think it really helps to their advantage that they get those tough games at Lambeau Field, and hopefully the home crowd can show up and, you know, really make it tough for those guys to play. But yeah, there's a lot of great games in here, and it's a testament to how you did last season. You know, the Packers haven't really had that rebuilding season, so their schedule remains tough. So it's going to be really interesting just kind of how that goes down, and you get Dallas again, and that's always fun. You go down to Texas, but we don't have Aaron Jones, so can't rely on him to have 4 touchdowns. So there's a lot of really fun things that are going to happen with the schedule. It's just a matter of, I worry about, you know, like you mentioned, the injuries, our team's going to be burnt out, like what's going to be happening kind of once you get to that really tough back half of the schedule. But yeah, I'm very excited for the matchups that we have here. And I'm really looking forward to it and just kind of hoping that they can remain healthy and hopefully set really good groundwork early on in the season to be able to carry them through that rest of the game.
See, you bring up a great point. People aren't talking enough about how the Packers have 2 extra home games this year. They play at their 2 homes away from home in Dallas and Chicago, yeah, where they can consistently pick up wins. So it's like having a couple extra home games, which you love to see. So hopefully that does help them through a very difficult schedule, at least what it looks like on paper right now. We're being joined by Janelle Mackey, Packaday podcast founder, on social media at BigMac_4. All right, Janelle, I know that one of the situations that weighed heavy on you in your Packers fandom was when the Packers outright released Jordy Nelson. We have seen the Packers release Aaron Jones, trade away Aaron Rodgers, trade away Devontae Adams, trade Preston Smith in the middle of the season, let go of Za'Darius Smith, let now go of Jaire Alexander. Elton Jenkins is in a contract dispute. There seems to be a little bit of a trend here with some of these Packers that get a little bit later in their career, and sort of the way that things are structured, the Packers have to make some very difficult decisions on these players. And as we heard Aaron Rodgers talk about at times, is like, it's about the people. You got to treat some of these players better, yada, yada, yada. Do the Packers have a problem, a situation, an issue in this sort of scenario, in this realm, with some of their veteran key players? Is this just commonplace in the NFL, or how do you kind of view this? Because it has sort of happened a lot as of late.
Yeah, I guess it's hard, you know, only really knowing about the Packers. I don't see all the other noise from other teams, so I don't know how that really compares to us. But yes, I do have that little beef with Goody, because one of the first things he did was here and cut Jordy Nelson, like Jordy mentioned, the unwillingness to kind of make that work. Obviously, I think it's hard when players want to be in Green Bay, but they can't figure out a way to make that work, whether it's, you know, feeling disrespected by the contract amount, or, you know, just, I don't know what those conversations are like, if they're like a hostile tone, our agents getting a little bit too nosy in there. There's just so many things that can happen behind these closed doors. But yeah, I feel like that Jordy Nelson thing really kind of set a foundation for how Goody was going to come in and run the office. And this is a team that, you know, they pride themselves on the youth and the draft and develop approach, which I love the draft and develop approach, but I think that it kind of makes it hard then when, you know, players get older and maybe they've been a little bit banged up. And yeah, it starts to get really tough when it's almost like they don't want to have to pay an older guy. They'd rather bring in someone younger, go draft someone and figure that out. So yeah, I can see how there's like that little bit of disrespect probably happening behind closed doors for players who they love it here, they want to play here, they've given a lot to this program, but then there's just like that unwillingness to kind of make it work. And yeah, it's kind of a repeated thing at this point where every veteran is kind of like having that same conversation with them. And I don't know what the magic way is to make a player feel respected when, you know, Goody's trying to do his job for the franchise as a whole. Players want their earnings. But I don't know if there's a magic way to not make it feel disrespectful when you're basically trying to tell somebody that they're losing their job. Everything's going to come off really tough in those situations. And I don't know what the best way to go about it is. Just kind of hoping that those conversations behind closed doors are at least, you know, communicated with respect. And I think when you have to talk money, I think that's where the disrespect really starts, when, you know, offering players who have given a lot to your program that minimums or not even being willing to negotiate anything because you don't see how you see what they did in the past, but how are they going to benefit your future because you want to be so young and you want to draft and develop. And I think a lot of stuff just gets kind of lost in translation, as we've seen, you know, from Jair's dad tweeting out a bunch of stuff. So it's like everything gets interpreted so differently, and unless you're one of the people in that room, you really don't know exactly what's happening. But yeah, for us who we're fans, we fall in love with the players, not the front office, so it's really hard for us to kind of see players we love, players who have done so much, kind of have that kind of treatment on the way out. And once it becomes kind of a pattern like that, then it's hard to be able to ignore it and say, you know, if it was just one player and it's more isolated, it's like maybe it's just the way that was handled. But it does feel a bit repetitive, and maybe that's just how Goody runs it. It's a tight ship, and he wants the youthful team. But yeah, I think it's really tough because you have to see both sides. You love the players, but you understand it's a business, and this is one of the reasons I could never be a GM, because I hate the business side. Like, I could never do it. Fall in love with the players. So Goody has to have the toughest job, and that's kind of just having to have the overall well-being of the Packers. But yeah, it gets so messy, and you really just hope that guys, you know, still love the program. And obviously, you know, players like Aaron Rodgers, who have talked about this, he still refers to himself as a we when he talks about Green Bay. So I think there's always still that love there, and that's what makes it so tough when these guys have to depart.
See, this is the issue. Everyone gets player jerseys. We need to start getting Gutekunst jerseys and have you know, people be a fan of the GM, and then we can just cheer on whatever he does, right? But no, I think, you know, one of the things that it's almost funny in a way that Green Bay does such a great job of that a lot of teams are not good at is they open up themselves for opportunity at the back end of these contracts, that sometimes they pay more up front for it, but they allow it so that they have this huge flexibility. We saw with Jair Alexander where they could cut him with saving $17.5 million this past year. Elgton Jenkins next year is set up where in the last year of his deal, they can release him and save $20 million next year. And they had outs with Aaron Rodgers. They had outs with Jordy Nelson. Obviously they have outs with these players so that at the end of the contract, they can do this sort of thing if they want to move on. But it almost puts them in a position where it is beneficial for them to move on because they save a bunch of money. And it almost puts the player in a disadvantageous situation where they want to hold out or make sure that they are going to get that money, like Elgton Jenkins is in right now. And you just, it's funny because in a vacuum, it's a really good thing to do to give yourself options. But it almost just ends up in these scenarios that do, at least for fans, make it very difficult because some of your favorites end up either on the Minnesota Vikings or in this case, the Baltimore Ravens, and not certainly for the Green Bay Packers. All right, Jen, again, we're being joined by Janelle Mackey, Packaday Podcast at BigMac_4. Before we get you out of here, I know we're still about 5 weeks away from training camp, but what's maybe a storyline, a battle, or just anything that you're looking forward to as we get set for training camp coming up here in a little over a month?
Yeah, I think especially, you know, the cornerback room is something I've talked a lot about on our Packaday episodes. Like, I've been watching that room for a while with the Jair injuries, and now he's cut. So that's just a room that I've really been locked into. And you kind of forget with all the Jair stuff that the Packers signed Nate Hobbs. So he's somebody who I'm really looking forward to seeing in training camp, just kind of seeing how he establishes himself within that group and how that group starts to work together. Because we do have that addition of him, which I think people are forgetting, especially when you have Bo Melton doing cornerback reps in mini camp. So I'm really excited to kind of see how he establishes himself, and kind of similar to the cornerback room, also watching that wide receiver room with the rookies, Golden and Williams, and then you also added Hardman, just kind of seeing how they establish themselves in a struggling room, and hopefully that what they bring, they kind of are able to boost whatever that talent level is. And I think especially with Watson being hurt, it's going to be really important for guys to step up. So those are two rooms that I'm really paying attention to. I know last year was all about the special teams. Nice not to have to worry about that this year. So yeah, really locking in on the cornerback and wide receiver rooms for during training camp.
All right, more likely the Packers win the Super Bowl this year, the Panthers three-peat next year.
Oh gosh. Probably the Panthers. They're already there. They know what to win. I know it's hard to say, but I think that there's, if the Packers can overcome some of the adversity, like if Jair can, or if Jordan Love can play a cleaner game and kind of catch up mentally with what he can do physically, I think that that's going to be a huge step. If the wide receivers can take a huge step, I would love to say the Packers, but I mean, when a Panthers team just repeated and they've been there three times, it's hard to not want to pick them over, you know, the Packers, who we have a lot of work to do right now.
It's a fair answer. Even if I don't like the answer, it's probably the right answer. Janelle, you are amazing. Thank you so much for joining us today. What do you got cooking? I know obviously coming up with the Pack a Day podcast this week, but anything else you want to plug on your way out?
Yeah, I know Eli posted on his Twitter page that there's a charity basketball event actually happening in Chicago that he'll be attending. So we're very excited to talk about what he's going to see from that. I think Jaden Reed, one of the names that'll be there. So that's our plan for this week. Very excited to kind of hear how our star football players are playing basketball and how that goes. But yeah, really just kind of getting to the off season. And now, you know, hopefully we don't have to do like social media deep dive to try and get storylines and figuring out who's following or unfollowing, you know, all the messy stuff. But very much looking forward to just kind of that time now that hockey's over, and now it's just kind of the anticipation of when football's going to start up. So really excited to kind of get into that training camp now, and yeah, just see all the people that come in, the bike riding and the fans who travel from, you know, all across the world to be able to just see the Packers practice. I think that's, you know,
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is. With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Training camp is very special in Green Bay, so I look very much forward to that. I haven't been in a few years, but I just love seeing all that. So now it's time to lock in on the Packers now that hockey is over, really lock in on that football program.
Cannot wait. Training camp's going to be epic. We found out the dates for the Seahawks joint practice August 21st. So looking forward to that as well. And what I'll also be looking forward to is the next time we get to talk to you, Janelle. Always appreciate it. We'll talk to you soon, and you enjoy the rest of your week. All right.
Thank you so much for having me, Andy. Always a pleasure.
All right, right back at you. That is Janelle Mack. You find her on social media at BigMack_4. Again, you can find her on the Packaday radio show on Saturdays, along with Matt Frelick, as well as Eli Berkovitz. All right, Milwaukee weather. We are 68 degrees right now, high of 81, low of 66. It is listed as fair in Milwaukee, so do with that what you will. We will be right back with more Packaday radio show right after this.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Service is not available in all areas.